College English Test Band 4 Part 2 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you'll hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you'll hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. And finally, in tonight's news, a 9-year-old boy named Joe, told not to draw in class, lands a job decorating a restaurant with his drawings. Rather than shutting down the habit of drawing in his school's workbook, Joe's parents decided to encourage his creativity by sending their son to an after-school art class. His teacher recognized Joe's talent and posted all his work online, which led to something pretty wonderful. A restaurant named Number 4 in Newcastle contacted Joe's teacher to ask if the 9-year-old could come and decorate its dining room with his drawings. Every day after school, Joe's dad drives him to the restaurant so he can put his ideas straight on the wall. Once he's all done, the work will remain there permanently. Joe's dad said, "Joe is a really talented little boy. He's excellent at school. He's great at football. But drawing is definitely what he is most passionate about."
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What did Joe's parents decide to do? Question 2. What did the restaurant Number 4 do? News Report 2. Kirstine Marshall, a 34-year-old mum of one, posted a tearful video on social media Wednesday begging for the safe return of her beloved pet dog. After combing through the security video outside a Gorbals shop, Kirstine has now posted an image of a man suspected of stealing the dog. The image appears to show a man carrying the dog in his arms. Kirstine also believes the video obtained from the shop shows the dog being stolen by a man before driving off in a car which had been waiting nearby. The family is now offering a £5,000 reward for the safe return of the dog after launching a social media campaign to find the thief. The dog is 6.5 years old and was last seen wearing a red collar. Kirstine said, "We will pay that to anyone who brings him home as long as they are not responsible for his disappearance." Police are investigating the incident.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What is Kirstine Marshall trying to do? Question 4. What does the news report say about Kirstine Marshall's family? News Report 3. London's Eggs and Bread Cafe offers boiled eggs, toast, jam, and bacon, as well as tea, coffee, and orange juice. But at the end of the meal, customers don't have to worry about the bill. Hungry customers can pay whatever amount they can afford to eat at the cafe, or nothing at all. Owner Guy Wilson says his cafe aims to build community rather than profits. He wants to provide a bridge for people to connect in an area that has been divided by class and wealth, by providing affordable breakfasts. The cafe is open in the mornings every day of the year and has two members of staff or supervisors on shift every day. The cafe doesn't use volunteers, but pays its staff to ensure consistency in its service. It doesn't take donations and doesn't want to be seen as a charity. Mr. Wilson says when people start to know other people around them, they realize they're not that different, and whatever their financial background or their educational background, most people will have something in common with each other. He says it's important that his cafe can offer his customers security and permanence.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What does Guy Wilson say his cafe aims to do? Question 6. What does the news report say about Eggs and Bread Cafe? Question 7. What happens when people start to know each other, according to Guy Wilson?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
So what time do you think we should have the party on Saturday?
How about inviting people to come at 6 p.m.? Then we'll have the afternoon to prepare food and drink and stuff like that.
Yes, I was thinking that around 6 would be good too. What food should we provide?
Well, I had thought about baking a cake and some biscuits. And now I think we should prepare some sandwiches and snacks and some other kinds of food, so that people can just help themselves, rather than getting everyone to sit down at the table to eat a meal. I think that's a bit too formal. It's better to let people walk around and talk to each other, or sit where they like.
Yes, that sounds good. I'll go to the supermarket to get some drinks. I think I might try that big new supermarket on the other side of town and see what they have. I've not been there before. I think we should get some beer and wine, and some fruit juice and other soft drinks. What do you think?
Sounds great. I think those drinks will be enough. And I heard that the new supermarket offers some big discounts to attract customers. So going there should be a great idea. What should we do about music?
Maybe we should ask Paul to bring his computer and speakers so that we can play some music. He has a great collection of different stuff.
Yes, all right.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 9. Why does the woman say it is a good idea to serve foods that guests can help themselves to? Question 10. What does the woman say about the new supermarket? Question 11. What does the man suggest they ask Paul to do? Conversation 2.
I'm thinking of buying a car. I wouldn't need to use it every day, but I think it would be very convenient to have one for the weekends.
That's exciting. Would this be your first car?
No, I actually owned a car for a little while when I lived in Miami. You see, in America, many cities don't have good public transport, so most people need their own car to get around.
I see. So have you got your mind set on a specific model?
No, not really. I've heard that German cars are very reliable, but I haven't decided on a specific model yet. I'd also like it to be small, so that it's easy to drive in the city.
I have a friend who sells second-hand cars. In fact, I think his family owns the business. He's a really nice guy, and he knows a lot about cars. I could give you his phone number if you want, and you could call him and ask him questions.
That's nice of you, but I don't want to feel obliged to buy one of his cars.
Oh no, he's not like that. He's a good friend of mine, and he would never try to pressure you or cheat you.
Well, if you trust him, then I guess it should be okay. To be honest, I could use some help in deciding what type of vehicle would best suit my needs. Speaking to an expert would be a good idea.
Exactly. You have nothing to worry about. He's a lovely guy, and he'll be happy to help.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. Why does the woman want to have a car? Question 13. What does the woman say about German cars? Question 14. What does the man recommend the woman do? Question 15. What do we learn about the man's friend from the conversation? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Pigs are not native to North America. They were first introduced to California by Spanish and Russian explorers and settlers many centuries ago. In the early times, pigs were allowed to wander freely in search of food. This practice also allowed many pigs to escape from farms and live in the wild, which became a problem. In fact, they're one of the most damaging invasive species on the continent. Wild pigs cause millions of dollars in crop damage yearly. They also harbor dozens of diseases that threaten both humans and farm animals. Forest patches with wild pigs have been found to have considerably reduced plant and animal diversity. In addition to either eating other animals or their food supply, wild pigs damage native habitats by rooting up grasses and rubbing on trees. Their activities may also create opportunities for invasive plants to colonize these areas. Wild pigs will eat almost anything containing calories. Mice, deer, birds, snakes, and frogs are among their victims. They can also harm other wild species through indirect competition, rather than eating them or shrinking their food supply. On one particular United States island, wild pigs themselves became an attractive food source for a species of mainland eagle. The eagles began breeding on the island and also feeding on a species of native fox. The foxes were almost wiped out completely.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What do we learn about early pigs in North America? Question 17. Why are wild pigs a threat to humans? Question 18. What does the passage say about the native foxes on a U.S. island? Passage 2. A pair of entrepreneurs are planning to build and launch a spacecraft that would carry and roast coffee beans in outer space. The craft will use the heat of re-entry to roast coffee beans as they float inside it in a pressurized tank. The effect would be to roast the beans all over and produce perfect coffee. The businessmen say that on Earth, beans can easily break apart and get burned in the roaster. But if gravity is removed, the beans float around in a heated oven, receive 360 degrees of evenly distributed heat, and roast to near perfection. The spacecraft will reach a height of around 200 kilometers. The beans would then be roasted in the heat generated by the craft's 20-minute re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. Temperatures in the pressurized tank will be kept to around 200 degrees Celsius. Once back on Earth, the planet's first space-roasted beans would be used to make coffee that would be sold for the first time in Dubai. This is where the pair's company is based. It is not clear how much they would charge for a cup. Surprisingly, the space roaster concept, should it go ahead, will not be the first attempt to take coffee into space. In 2015, two Italian companies collaborated on the construction of a similar type of spacecraft, which was the first coffee machine designed for use in space.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What are a pair of entrepreneurs planning to do? Question 20. What does the passage say about coffee beans roasted on Earth? Question 21. What did the two Italian companies do in 2015? Passage 3. In cold and snowy Alaska, there's a village called Tocotna. It has a population of a mere 49 souls. Each March, this tiny village swells up in numbers because it is located in the middle of a race that takes place every year. It is a 7-day race called the Iditarod Trail, and participants stop at Tocotna for their obligatory 24-hour rest. Lucky for them, Tocotna is famous for its delicious fruit pies. Weeks before the competitors arrive, the residents of Tocotna start preparing for what is without question their biggest event of the year. The whole village chips in to help, including the kids, who end up developing their baking skills at an early age. The exhausted and hungry racers are greeted with delightful pies of all kinds, such as apple, orange, lemon, or banana. They consume the pies as stomach-warming race fuel. The toughness of the race allows for racers to eat pretty much whatever they want. The more calories, the better. Tocotna has gained a reputation for its dessert-based hospitality since the 1970s. It started with one person, Jan Newton. Jan moved from Idaho with her husband in 1972 and opened a restaurant. Her rich and filling fruit pies quickly got the racers' attention, and the village gained some fame as a result. Proud residents then started to refer to Jan as Queen of Tocotna.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. Why do a lot of people come to the village of Tocotna every March? Question 23. What is the village of Tocotna famous for? Question 24. Who comes to help with the event of the year? Question 25. What does the passage say about Jan Newton?
That's the end of listening comprehension.